the authority to bless your children, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But also as a church body, those who are older also have a authority or right, a privilege to come and bless the children around them to guide and direct them. So even though you may not be a parent, you may be older than some of the others, and you get a chance to really bless the children. And it's such a wonderful privilege because God has blessed us. Before I begin, let's pray. Father God, You are so strong and so mighty. God, I pray that You would reveal Your mightiness to us. God, that we would not go day by day thinking that You are not an awesome God where our heart cries out majesty. God, if we are just living a tradition or a religion of our mother and father, God, we pray that You would come and grab a hold of the very center, the core, the soul, the heart of our life, and You would show us Your mightiness, Your awesomeness, that You are the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the one who was and is to come, the creator of all things, that by Your will, God, all things are created. And God, that we would glorify Your name. We love You, Jesus, today. Come, Holy Spirit, and enlighten us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Real quick, church has three parts, and I want to make sure you understand this. We got Jesus, right? Praise the Lord. We also got you. We come and we think about ourselves, right? But we also have others. So don't forget about those three parts each time you come here. They go together. This is what corporate worship is about. Pastor Kirk talks a lot about being in Christ. And God has said that you are a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. So your identity in Christ, God has given you certain works to do. And it says in Ephesians 2:8, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Some of those good works for each of you, and especially parents, is to be salt and light, to be a model for your children. That can get a little scary sometimes, especially when we're still living out of our flesh. We're also called to be disciple makers. Parents, probably one of your number one job is to train and teach your children. Also, God in Christ has called you to be a soldier and a warrior. And one way we do that, we talked about, is to intercede, to be a prayer warrior for your children. Are you praying for your children on a daily basis to intercede for them, to stand in the gap? Okay? Looking real quick about blessings, we get Genesis 12, 1-3. You can turn there. We're going to have it up here. When God comes and speaks to Abram, who becomes Abraham, it says, the Lord had said to Abram, leave your country, your people, your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. And He says, I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Now, a lot of times when we're in the church setting and we talk about blessings, it can be a little bit dangerous because we start to think about health and wealth, prosperity, gospel. You know, it's all about me. That's not what we're doing here today. And this scripture points this out, okay? When Abraham and God says to Abraham that you are blessed in order that you may bless others. So blessings is not self-centered. It's very much other-centered. And today when you bless your children, that's what we're doing. Any of you know the story of Johnny Appleseed? Okay. Some of you kids know the story of Johnny Appleseed. What did he do? He took apple seeds and he goes throughout the Midwest or the East and he's just spreading apple seeds. He was kind of just blessing the land with apple seeds. Was he going to eat those apples that came from those trees? I'm probably thinking maybe not much. What was he doing? He was blessing that next generation that would come along and see those apples and take a nice juicy bite. Parents, that's what you're going to be doing, is blessing your children. Now, there's even a greater purpose than just this blessing others. We don't have just a cycle of blessing upon blessing. The blessings are there so that the nation of Israel could make known the God of the universe. That was the end goal. And so as we bless one another, our end goal is that people will see God through that. Now, the focus of the blessing is not on the blessing, but it's on the blesser. And that's not you, that's God. It's not on the gift, but the giver of the gift. So children, when you get a gift, do you focus more on the gift or the giver of the gift? Okay, all right, you guys got the right answer. Mom and Dad, you should be all right. To focus on the giver, that is God. Now, as we talk about this, focusing on the giver, that makes the blessing, it's not me-centered or self-centered, it's God-centered. Okay? We're focusing on others and we're focusing on the giver of the gift, God. Just to make sure that this understanding of blessing is very clear. Okay? Now, how do we apply this to our lives? Very simple. Today we're going to put that into action. Parents, those who are older, we're going to come, we're going to bless the children, the middle school and high school, hoping that as the Lord works in their life, people will see the giver of that gift, God, through their life. That's one of our main goals. It should be our heart or passion. That when people look at me or they look at my children, they see the giver of the gift, God. Now, when we talk about this word blessing, there's some really good scripture verses here. Ephesians 1:8, it says, "Praise be to God," or "Blessed be to the God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." Hebrews 12:11-20 talks about the Old Testament, about faith. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. The Greek word here for to bless someone comes from two parts. The first part, it means to have things well or well done. It's like an adverb, to do something well. Even they have the word prosper. The second word that they add to that, well, is logos. Speaking the word. So when we put these two together, you're doing a well speaking or speaking words in a way that bless someone. That is what you're doing when you're blessing someone. So when we get these understandings, we have things in our culture where we say or sing the song, "Happy birthday to you." And a lot of times we forget that that's a blessing. We're saying, we just really hope that you have a happy birthday. When at Christmas, when we sing, "We wish you a Merry Christmas," you know, what we're saying is we just really hope that things are merry for you. And a happy new year. Good tidings to you. You and your kin. We are hoping that they will bless. Okay? Even Spock would bless people. Live long and prosperous. Right? People sneeze. Bless you. Okay? A lot of these things get lost, but the understanding is this: speaking well to someone, the hope that God will bless them with His goodness. Now, the second part here, when we talk about Jacob in that, Isaac blessed his two sons, Jacob and Esau. And there's a lot more to that story. But I want to say, as parents, especially fathers, God wants you to bless your children. Now, you are their coverage. And what I would like to show today is that parents, you are the one who leads, has the authority, has a coverage. This umbrella was back there. I don't know if someone left it. I don't know if it works. It does. And so I, as a father, come and I put this over my child. And I cover him. Okay? And I bring my daughter. I'm not sure where she's at. There she is. You want to come on up? No? Okay, we'll go back to you. Come on back, Nate. And we cover our children. And I, as the husband, would also have to get this over my wife. Okay? Woo! You know, fathers, husbands, this is a bit of weight. Okay? That's why we need the church to work together, to cover the family. Now, a lot of times, and I'm sorry, I'm all the way back here. I should have had my family sit in the front. A lot of times, parents, we focus so much on the covering, the protecting, you know, the teaching. Let's make sure they get the piano lessons and get to their SAT lessons and make sure they're doing their quiet time. We focus a lot on correcting. You know, that is, do this, do that, children. Correcting is, don't do this, don't do that. Stop, no. We focus a lot on challenging them. Go faster, higher, smarter. Can't you be more like your cousin Susie? You've got, you know, you got to be careful of that. But, you know, we get so busy, parents, in doing that, that I think a lot of times, you know, we're up and we're protecting them and everything, that we forget to sometimes God is trying to pour down other blessings, and we need to say, yeah, I want to take those and pour them out into my children. And we even have things like, well, if I start to bless and speak well of my children, maybe they'll get prideful. Or maybe if I speak well of my children and I say all these nice things like, wow, you're doing a really good job in school, and you know, you did really good in class, and man, you played the piano well, that maybe they won't strive higher. You know, usually we'll say, you know, 99%, where's the other 1%? You know, you need to get better. You know, why don't we bless them and also challenge them? So parents, others in life, don't forget this wonderful, wonderful pouring out of these spiritual blessings from God that we need to pass on to our children, our wife, maybe our husband, to other people in our life. Because blessing is good stuff. Just real quick, if kind of like blessing, how do I do this? How do I bless my children? Just going to give some quick help here. Blessing is like hoping. What do you hope for your children? Think of that. I think, man, I really hope Nate gets a wonderful Christian wife. I hope Naomi gets a wonderful Christian man. I really hope there's not too many bumps in the road. I hope they're protected from temptation. So what are you hoping? But it can't be just your hope. First, your hopes have to be God's hopes. Okay, if it's just your hopes, a lot of times we get into that cyclical event, right? I hope my child has a good education so that they can get a good job, so they can get good money, good house, good car, and then the wife will want them, and then everything will start again with their children. We got to be careful just jumping into that worldly cycle where we're going around, next generation going around, instead of saying, God, what do you hope for my children? Also, this sense of blessing from this word in the Old Testament, and that is this consecrating. This, I vow my child that all of Nathan will be for all of Jesus. That, Lord, I want to bless Nathan and Naomi to be their skills, to be used for God's glory. God, that one day that they would love Jesus now and one day with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength. That any job they get, it would not just be a job, it would be a calling from you. We're laying them on the altar. And for some of us, that's going to be a big sacrifice. Like, no, that's my child. My kid. He's going to do what I want him to do. Job, engineer, doctor, businessman, make a lot of money. That's it. No other choices. We have to be careful to hear God's voice. What is He hoping for my child? And to lay that child on the altar before the Lord. I'd like to say also, blessing is encouraging. When we bless our children, we are encouraged to put courage into them. A boldness. Just to really pour out upon them. And I don't know if I put the... Yeah. When you bless your children, I just like to say a lot of these things are going to happen sort of naturally. And these are what Dr. Kwok talked about in the 6 A's of parenting. First of all, when you begin to bless them, they're just going to feel a love and an acceptance. Because you're blessing them, it's just going to be natural. Appreciation, they're going to feel an encouragement. In fact, when you're praying for them, they're feeling like, man, I'm significant. They're praying for me. They're going to feel an affection because you want to put your hand upon them, begin to speak over them. So when you're praying over them, they feel that affection. Availability. You know, some of us are really busy. At this day, they're going to say, man, I really like that. Mom and Dad were focusing on me. And they were here with me. They came with me to worship. And you can't just do it here. You can do it at home too. Accountability, authority. They see that you have this right as a parent to bless and pray for them, to intercede for them. Last of all, I know this is small. I apologize for that. There's different ways that we can bless them. This is helping for you who are going to be praying today. You can sneak a peek up here. We want to bless them, their body, physical body, healthy body, sharp mind, skills and abilities to be used by the Lord. Even to bless them, Lord, money and material things that one day you give them. Remember, Johnny Appleseed, he planted seeds for the future. Let them be used for Jesus and God's glory. Skills and abilities the same way. Again, money and material. Lord, help me as you pray. Now, this is a very humbling prayer, but a lot of things us parents need help with. And rather than hide these things, to go ahead and pray them out before our children. And my son, my daughter, will actually come to me and say, hey, Dad, you need some help in that way. I'm like, this is great. They want to help me. You know? Yeah. Balance, discipline, and love. Ooh. You know, some of us, you don't discipline at all. You're like, okay, you screwed up and really bad. And I'm not saying anything. Others of you, that's all you do is discipline. Bam, bam, hey, you know, why'd you do that wrong? No love. You got to get balanced. Teach them the ways of the Lord. Model Jesus. Lord, help me to provide, protect, love, and lead. Lord, help me to have more love, patience. I pray for patience. Oh, man, I need that a lot. I don't know about you. Not to compare. Not to shame. Okay? There's a fine line between encouraging, comparing, and then shaming. Lord, help me with my job to be accepting, encouraged, affectionate, available. Thank you, Lord, for our house. When you bless them, you know, you can tell them and let them know you thank the Lord for these areas. Okay? Relationships. These are all very important. Where's the finger? There it is. God, bless their relationship with God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Lord, bless my relationship with them, with their brothers and sisters. Today, we're thinking about them going back to school. Lord, give them a good teacher. In the future, I know that's way out there, but a spouse. I pray for my children and their future spouse almost every night. Person they'll have to spend most of their life with, man. We should be praying for that. Okay? All of these different character areas. Godly wisdom. Academic success. Good study habits. To know God's truth. To guard against lies, unhealthy shame and guilt, anger, doubt, depression. Guard against sickness. Okay? Up here are some really good ones. Purity, integrity, holiness, victory over temptation, good decisions, stand firm in their identity to trust in the Lord, and victory in the spiritual battle. There's some ways that we can bless. And then rather than me teaching about it, we're just going to go ahead and do it. Some instructions. We're going to put high school up here. If you're in high school or going to college, kind of right here. Okay? Not going to college yet, right? No? Okay. We're going to put third and fifth grade right here. Okay? Now, if you have a family that you are spanning every area, just keep your family together in one area, okay? Just choose an area. Third and fifth grade. Third to fifth grade. Three, four, five. Those grades. First and second grade in the back. Kindergarten down over here. Okay? Now again, these are just areas and you don't have to be necessarily in those areas. Mothers and fathers, when you pray for your children, place your hand on your child. Place your hand on your child's shoulder or head. For you who are not parents, I want you just to pick a group, and I want you to go to that group. Especially our middle school and high school will need people to pray for them. Dr. Higgins is going to be helping in that area. Last instruction, or last two, put a chair so the child can sit in that chair. Pray for them for 1 or 2, 3 minutes, okay, and then we'll move on to the next. Also, if you could, when you sit down with your family and you're the father or mother, let everyone know the child's name. Okay? This is Nathan. Let's go ahead and pray for him. So everyone around you can be praying. Everyone in here needs to be praying. If you're not being prayed for, you don't have to be prayed. If you don't have to pray if you're being prayed for, but everyone else, you need to be praying. This is not a time to talk to others. Time to talk to Jesus and bless. Okay? So let's go ahead, move to your areas. If you have any questions, let me know.